Hello, everyone. Welcome to Development Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. With me today is June Liu and John McTavish. How are you guys doing this evening?
All right.
It's good to be back in the swing of things, doing reviews.
That's right. Yeah. Weather's better.
This is like, I think I packed in like 12 reviews in 10 days or 12 reviews in 8 Damn. Days or something like that. It's a lot of nice. Reviews.
So today... Cigarettes. What's that, June? Sorry.
Nothing.
So today we are talking about the La Aurora 100 Años Bellicoso. Cigar is 6 1/4 by 52 ring gauge. Comes out of the La Aurora factory in Dominican Republic. Wrapper is Dominican Corojo. Binder is from the Dominican Republic. The filler is Dominican Corojo and Piloto Cubano. Price point is $16.80. And the cigar was released in 2012. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your smoking experience like?
It was really good. I forgot about how much I like these cigars, but in terms of flavors, I got a lot of sweetness, like almost immediately when I started lighting this up, a lot of sweetness, like sugarcane kind of sweetness, mixed with like a really nice creamy bread to it. So it's almost like, you know, like a creamy candy kind of a thing going on. There's also a lot of like, there's also a lot of this jamminess that I got. Like, it was like a really like super ripe prune kind of a thing. Since cigars naturally make me want to take a lot of shits, the overripe prunes really was like, you know, it was good. It was a good batch.
There you go.
All right. Spice, on the lighter side. So it was like a really nice, like accentuated, like accented kind of a spice, like black pepper spice, a nice layer of cedar hay going on. When I retrohaled the cigars, it brought so much more of that creaminess. There's like a lot of creaminess, nuttiness, like breadiness, roasted nuttiness. There's a little bit more pepper influence, but I would say it was a lot more sweeter. So the sweetness and that nutty aspect outweighed that, you know, elevated black pepper. Finish, it was a lingering, like dried nuts, which is great. Strength of body, medium throughout the whole time. And you know, in terms of the whole cigar, like it's just basically those flavor that kind of flip back and forth. Like sometimes it'll get more cedar, black pepper influence. But for sure, like most of the cigar was just like super creamy and sweet. And I really love that aspect of it. For construction, I rated a burn and draw to be both very good. So it was one notch below our perfect score. The burn only letdown was the ashes are really flaky. A lot of it fell on the floor, but I really don't care. I wear shitty clothes when I smoke cigars anyways. In terms of draw, it was a little snug. So that Bellicoso kind of head for my example that I smoked was a little tight, but not a big deal. Still rated a very good. What about you, John?
Yeah, I haven't smoked a Cien Años in a while, and I forgot how good these are. These to me are probably one of the better cigars coming out of the Dominican Republic, and certainly qualifies as one of my all-time favorites. I rated the first third very good because I got lots of sweet cocoa spices, some citrus in there just to kind of anchor everything together, a lot of sweet creaminess, spicy wood, and it's all very balanced. Like none of it was palate overpowering, you know, it wasn't very harsh. So like, you know, one of the things you might talk about when you talk about Nicaraguan tobacco is that a lot of times it can be very jarring in the palate. One of the things I think that Dominican tobacco does really well is that their tobacco is a little bit more subtle, subdued, and balanced and nuanced. And that's certainly the case here. So first third knocked it out of the park. Middle third for me in the last third I rated the same as good. So just unfortunately a little bit down on the complexity spectrum. Still had like a mild toasted quality, citrus in there sort of anchoring things together. Spices kind of fell back to a light plus. Still some medium strength cocoa. So still good, but didn't quite have that same level of complexity that came out of the gate on the first third. And then the last third, there was a little bit of char in there, which was a little distracting. I went away with a few purges. Cocoa kind of took over the palate, so the wood and everything was kind of pushed aside to more of the mid palate. And then the char kind of came back halfway through the last third, but overall good experience. In terms of good and in terms of burn and construction, I can't talk tonight. I did knock it one mark down from our best rating, so down to very good. It canoed going to the middle third and then self-corrected, but then canoed again before the middle third was done. So I don't know what was going on with the burn issues there, but did require a minor touch-up in the grand scheme of things. Very, very minor. The draw actually for me was absolutely crystal perfect, like 100% right in the zone where it should be, which is good. How was your experience, Aaron?
Yeah, for me, the cigar started with a nice mix of cedar, cream, some medium roast coffee, about 3/4 inch in, cedar and coffee up front, cream slightly behind that. Retrovale has a coffee up front with the cedar and the cream in the background. About 1.5 inches in, the cedar takes the lead. Cream slightly behind that with a coffee pretty faint in the background. And as the first serve's wrapping up, cedar gains a little bit of char. Cream and coffee were really faint in the background. Strength was slightly below medium. Then in the second third, cream and coffee increase a little bit. Charred cedar still up front, though. A little further in, the char eases up a little bit while the cream is right behind that cedar. Coffee's back to being really faint. About 1.5 inches in, Retro has the cedar, the cream, and the coffee all at equal levels. That second third finishes up that same profile. Strength bumps up to medium. And then in the final third, cedar gains a little bit of a toasted note, the cream slightly behind it. The coffee's dropped out of the profile at this point. About 1/4 inch in, a little floral note joins the profile. Then about 1 inch in, toasted cedar's up front, cream and floral note slightly behind it. Retrohale kind of carries a mirror image of that same profile. And the cigar finishes out with that toasted cedar, cream, and floral note as well. Strength remains at that medium mark. In regards to burn, it got off a little bit in the second third, but self-corrected. Other than that, no issues. Ash held on 1.25 inch increments. And I also thought the draw was perfect. Just right around resistance that I prefer, so no issues with that whatsoever. So, June, what were your overall thoughts on this one?
I really like these. I for some reason, I don't know why I thought this, but I thought these are limited runs. It was like a one and done thing.
Thought that as well. Was that something that was in the past and they've changed?
Well,
that?
They did. Yeah, they released the cigar. I don't remember the year. I want to say like it was 2007, 2008 or something like that. And then they brought it back in 2012. But this is more of kind of like regular production now. So.
Okay. Yeah. So I wasn't like out of my mind, I guess.
No. Yeah, I remember these being really hard to get. So if these are, readily available.
Yeah.
Going to be stocking up.
Well, especially in that, what is it? I think they made like a Lonsdale or something like that, right?
They've done some Lancero-ish versions and a Maduro version, I think, as well. So
Maduro is hot fire. Yeah. It is so good.
I usually when we review La Aurora, I feel like we get some of their like cheaper stuff. I always kind of have a tendency to say, this is a great cigar. I mean, this is a good cigar, and especially for the price, this is a great cigar.
Right.
So, I kind of feel like I turn the switch on this one and say, regardless, I was like, the price is great for what it is, but this is just a flat out great cigar. I really liked it. I love to smoke more. This is one of those kind of cigars I would actually go and buy, and I don't need to chase after all that stupid limited shit and miss out on these bullshit releases that come about and make 200 bundles. Yeah. So I'm extra happy about that. I really don't have anything bad to say about the cigar.
How about you, John? What are your overall thoughts?
Yeah, I'm with you. And this is a cigar that really should have a regular stock place in my humidor. If they're not limited anymore, then I'm going to start seeking these out because they good.
Yeah, I mean, this is a long-standing blend. It's held up over time. This is kind of the re-release version. So I don't know if it's as good as the original versions that got a ton of buzz when they first came out. But it's still a really good cigar. Price is a bit steep, but you're getting a good cigar for that amount of money. And I think it's proven
$16.80.
Yeah.
That's kind of high.
It's a blend, though, that's proven itself over time. Been consistently good for a long time. So, if you haven't had a chance to smoke this cigar, I think you should seek it out so that you can smoke it. I know it's got, but I mean, even I think in your notes, June, you said something about, if you're not going to go drop that $30 for that Dominican Davidoff tobacco, you can get this cigar for half the price, right?
I did say that, and I stand by it.
Yep.
Even though I still like Davidoff.
I think we're all saying really good cigar. So, So let's get into the scores. We'll start at the top with June, 7.98. John was next at 7.42, and yeah, I brought the rear again at 6.72, which is a pretty high score for me. But June, 7.98, how'd that match up to your experience?
Really well. I mean, the highlight of this is I thought for two out of the thirds that it was very good. The flavors is just so on point. Not that construction is bad, but it was still really good. But I mean, I this is a great cigar. I love to go get more of it. So,
all right, John, 7.42.
Yeah, once again in the middle. Woo! This is the kind of cigar that, you know, is pretty much destined to be on a top 25 list. It's balanced, it's nuanced, it's complex, and yeah, it's $16. But it's one of those things where after you smoke it, you go, yeah, no, that's totally worth every dollar within that $16. It's a great experience, and so yeah, should be in the mid to high sevens. And for you, wow. What was your score? 6.42?
6.72.
That's pretty good for Aaron.
Yeah, that's pretty good for me. Crazy. So, like I said, I think and that matches up. I mean, it's a good flavor profile throughout. Really good construction. Good overall. You know, the price point's just a little bit of a drag on it, but you know, it's still beating up some of these recent Davidoffs that are priced twice as much. So you got to just look at it that way as well. So
there's a bunch of Nicaraguan ultra premiums hitting the $14-$15 mark, and yep. You know, I would like I said, this ranks as like one of my all-time top cigars. So
yeah. Any other final thoughts on this from you guys? I think we've pumped it up quite a bit. So
smoke some more La Aurora.
There you go. All right, if you're just catching this view on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalates.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
Bye.